peanut.
Orange peanut. Orange peanut.
For me?
Egg roll, chicken roll,
shell beside the
ham bowl, ham,
egg, chicken bowl,
fight up,
an egg roll.
Egg roll,
chicken roll,
shell beside
the ham bowl,
a belt,
pregnant cow, living in my
manhole.
Dude, your cat's just
dang.
It's just
go.
Wish I had a double sided Scooby.
Orange peanut.
For me.
Hey, I found my orange peanut, guys. It's orange peanut time. Orange peanut for me.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. And we are here for the 14th week of the wonderful NFL season. We're going to talk about the things that we always talk about. We're going to talk about our fantasy league, which is winding down. We got two more weeks to go, counting this one. Then we have the Pick'ems League to talk about, which is getting very close, very tight race. We have tweets and emails, maybe, if people send some in. And if you want to send in a tweet or send in an email, you can email us, nfleasypicks@gmail.com. You can tweet us or follow us on Twitter at NFLEasyPicks and tweet us using hashtag NFLEasyPicks, and your tweets could be read right here on this very show. And we talk about anything that we can football. That's pretty much the gist of the show. Without any further ado, I am your host. I am Heavy Set, and I'm also joined by the very lovely and talented Mop Jockey.
Oh, goddamn the Bengals. Hey, what else can I say?
I love all the memes that I happen to see, like, afterwards. Like, it was like a picture of, like, a hand in a cast, and it said, like, Bengals fans, like, waving goodbye to the rest of their season or something like that.
To be fair, I don't think it's going to be a big drop-off to AJ McCarron. But still, you lose your starting quarterback. I don't care what team you are. It's going to hurt.
Just a little bit.
We might get him back for the first round of the playoffs, though. Yay!
Yeah, when you guys drop seeds.
The lowest seed I think we'll drop is the 3. The AFC South is a fucking abortion.
Yeah.
Honest to God, Jacksonville still has a legitimate shot at winning that division.
Have you seen the meme that they have for the Dallas Cowboys where it says the Dallas Cowboys star shows their record and it says in contention for the playoffs and the first pick of the draft? Like, at their current record.
Which division? Yeah. I don't know which division wants it less. Because this week, the NFC East decided to play, and the AFC South decided not to. The week before, it was the AFC South that played good, and then NFC East played terrible. Dude, I honest to God, that is 8 teams. If they left the NFL, no one would miss.
But here's the thing with that. Every time that there's a division like this, it's never the same thing the next year. The next year, they always level out to where it's a division full of shitty teams, and then the next year, it just looks like a regular division. Look at the NFC West a couple years ago with Seattle when they won it, getting in at, 7-9?
Seven, nine, eight, and eight, something like that, yeah.
I thought it was 7-9.
It might have been.
And then last year with the NFC South, which now they look like a regular division because that team that just managed to squeak in the playoffs, is undefeated at this current time and could possibly maybe go undefeated for the regular season.
And the team that picked first overall has a really good shot at 8-8 this year.
Do they?
Tampa Bay? Yeah, Tampa Bay was the first overall pick.
Oh, I was For some reason, I forget that they picked first because they picked Winston.
Yeah, Jameis Winston, who's kind of looking like Rookie of the Year.
Call him Seamus Winston, fella. But yeah, going back, it's just the only way to get rid of that kind of stuff, you have to get rid of the divisions. Keep the conferences, because the conferences help divide up for playoffs.
Do it like, the NHL, NHL and NBA still have division winners that get in.
But the NHL is weird. I didn't realize this till a couple years ago because of me being not a huge hockey fan, that standings actually go by points.
Yeah, you get so many points for a win, so many for a tie. Of course, nothing for a loss.
I thought it was how many points you scored.
No. It's you get 2 points for a win. They've kind of changed it. It used to be 2 points for a win, 1 point for a tie. But now they do the shootout at the end. And if you win by a shootout, you get, I don't know, it's funky. There's a weird point system, but it's still based on, you still have divisions within each conference that you know, the division winner still gets the playoff nod, even if they're awful.
All right, let's continue on to the show. Oh, we also have FTW. Okay, no, we don't. He has been added to the call, but he probably won't join us. He hasn't texted me back, but I mean, it's fine. He's busy for working. Might be on next week along with somebody else. We'll save that just in case, because I know we were supposed to have Ann on last week, and, well, he ended up not being able to make it because of my bitch-ass fucking work schedule. But next week ought to be fun, because Wednesday, going into the Christmas weekend, most of us have Christmas Eve off. I think all of us do. I think you and him both get off a little bit earlier than usual. I'm probably going to be working my normal. Maybe I'll get up earlier and start my day earlier, maybe. But it's the earliest I would be done or ready is right around like 4 or 5. That's like the earliest. I'd have to start my day at 5 o'clock. Yeah, 5 o'clock, 10-hour day, get back at 3. Yeah, be back here, right? Yeah, about 4.
Yeah, whatever. We'll get her done.
All right, let's talk about how our teams did. Chicago, I'm going to start with them real quick. I only watched towards the end of the game, and going back to what was said a couple weeks ago, I think the Bears are going to get rid of Robbie Gould. I hate to say it. He was old reliable. He was good as gold. If they don't get rid of him this year, which I think is a possibility, just say here's what it is. It's going to be one of two things. They're going to get rid of him because you know what, you're starting to decline in the way some of these games have been going around the league. You know, we need a more dependable kicker. We're sorry, we have to get rid of you. Or it's going to be you've been a very reliable kicker. You seem to hit a rough patch. We're going to give you one more year. I don't know what his contract situation looks like either, but I figure give you one more year. You start to go down this path next year, we're going to get rid of you.
Yeah, I tried to defend him last week, and it's really hard after this past weekend's performance. Kickers kind of dime a dozen. I mean, they're, mm-hmm. You know, once you can get rid of a guy and pick another guy up and do just the same and probably save yourself money. But,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of atrocious how bad the kicking has been this year.
So, yeah, it sucked the Bears couldn't pull off a win against the freaking Redskins of all teams. They could have at least taken it to overtime. Well, it depends. They would have kicked the field goal. There was about a minute and a half left on the board, and it would have been up to Washington to get in field goal range.
Yeah, I think I saw a stat that the Redskins were 2-14 over the last 2 years on the road.
Yeah.
2-11. I mean, they were atrocious on the road, and they went into Chicago and won.
Oh yeah, that's not the first time. One of the last times they played each other was in Chicago. And I want to say the Redskins won.
Oh, did hear that Kevin White stayed on the PUP list. So he's definitely not going to play this year. Yeah. But that's actually, I mean, if you really think about it, they're going to wind up with a decent draft pick. So mm-hmm. You're essentially going to have two rookie first-round draft picks starting next year.
Depending on who they have, depending on what you said, the position they draft for, it, I don't know, with whoever's playing around them, I mean, I think this team is going in an upward direction compared to last year. I don't know how far up, but we'll see with drafting and free agency. We've talked about Langford and Forte, that situation, how that's going to run. And all right, I was going to let you go for a team, but I'm going to, because I think this kind of goes into my conversation about Cleveland. They won. It was great. They beat kind of the pants off of San Francisco the best we could. It was a win that I was expecting. Did you expect that one? Or did you pick?
No, I said I couldn't pick Cleveland, and I still can.
Yep. Let me see. Myself, GBL, Ant, and Wayne all picked Cleveland. We're the only ones. Everybody picked San Francisco. The 49ers are bad. Granted, they did beat the Bears the week before, but they're I didn't think the Browns were that bad.
No, but it kind of makes me wonder, why haven't they tried to feature Isaiah Crowell more this year? Because he kind of went off. So, has that been the fucking problem this year? They just haven't run the ball enough?
No, I think the Niners aren't good on the run, if I'm correct. So
they're not good. You don't have to add run.
Well, what I'm saying is Correll was able to do a lot more. I think I'm trying to remember what game. Well, I thought it was a Bears game. I think it was a Bears game where I watched them running on first down, not get far, running on second down, not get real far, running on third down and actually like get a first down. And then some. And I'm like, that doesn't happen in Cleveland. We do that exact same shit. It's run on first down, get nowhere. Run on second down, get nowhere. Run on third down, get nowhere. Punt the ball.
Yeah, that does kind of happen. But if I remember right, last year, the running game was the strength. And this year, it's been pretty much non-existent.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on in Cleveland. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and you're kind of on this thinking, too. Because he was trying to say, like, oh, they should have lost. This screws up their draft position and all this stuff. And I don't agree with that thinking. Teams are not going to bomb to get better draft position. And he's trying to tell me.
Indianapolis, when they got Luck, you cannot tell me they didn't throw those games.
I don't know. I think that might have just not been that good. That was a bad team. And for some reason, Peyton Manning was their glue. Somehow. I don't know how. Somehow. But what I'm saying is, like, for the Browns. But he was saying, like, that they should tank and all this stuff. And I'm trying to tell him, you know, it doesn't work like that. These people are playing for jobs. He's like, well, it's a team sport. And I'm like, yeah, it's team sport. But you don't know who the head coach is going to be next year. You don't know who the general manager is going to be next year.
Oh, Pettine is clearly playing for his job or coaching for his job.
Well, it's not just that. Let me finish. You have a lot of those players, and that's the key part. They're the ones playing. Coach can almost do whatever the hell he wants. But those players don't know who's going to be in charge next year. So what they have to do is they have to play their ass off. Because maybe Farmer and Penton stay. Maybe they both get canned. And they get replaced by two new people. Well, these two new people are going to walk in. They're already going to have some judgments on who they want to keep and who they don't want to keep. But they're going to have game footage. And they're going to go, oh, you played like shit at the end of the year. Get out of here. We don't want you. And then nobody wants to pick you up because they watched you play like shit. Oh, but we were trying to get a good draft position. Yeah, but guess what? You're not guaranteed to be on the team next year. So people play. You play. And I even quoted it. You play to win the game.
But that seems, I mean, that what you're describing just pretty much sums up Cleveland over the last 15 years. You never know who's going to come back coaching next year. You don't know who the GM is going to be. For them to start being good, I think they need some consistency.
We need consistency. I get that. I'm very hesitant right now on Farmer and Penton. Whatever Haslam decides, I'll go with. As in, if he does one thing, I'm not going to complain. It's whatever he decides. And it's the quarterback situation is also a thing that there needs to be some consistency on. I think we're headed to a direction that is looking promising for the Browns.
Yeah, the mock drafts are now out, and I believe they have Cleveland taking a quarterback number 2 overall again.
It's a mock draft.
Well, yeah, but
I've seen a mock draft last year that said the Titans were going to get Jameis Winston,
and they did go quarterback.
Oh, they went quarterback, but they didn't get Jameis Winston. That's my point. The mock draft, you don't know how things are going to go. I mean, granted, if I would figure if there's like a really good quarterback on the board, they'd go for it. But the only one that I read, because I'm not big into mock drafts, was it said the Browns were going to go for the Memphis quarterback.
Yeah, that's I can't remember. He's got a funky name, like Preston or something like that. Lynch. I think Lynch is his last name. But yeah, that's kind of the guy that's being projected to be picked. And I mean, at some point, that revolving door has to stop.
You know, I currently don't see what's wrong with their who they have behind center. But then again, there's like nobody on this offense. And like going into this game this week, there was like so many players on the whole team that all of a sudden they're on IR. I think there was like three players this week that went on IR, and I was like, yeah, we're gonna lose. losing the rest of the year now. We're gone.
I saw they finally put Hayden on the IR too.
Mm-hmm.
Hartline went out. I think he's IR'd now. I don't know if he's coming back this year. And he was looking really good there the last couple of games. The injuries are just, Jesus Christ. I mean, look at Baltimore. They've put 18 players on the injured reserve this year. That's a lot.
Anyway, what more to that conversation? I don't want to get anything else about that conversation.
Do you want to talk about Manziel hitting himself in the head with the tablet?
What about it?
Did you see it?
Yeah, I was watching the game live. I seen when he did it.
Yeah. I mean, granted, he deserved... I mean, the interception was god-awful horrible, but it just... Stuff like that reminds me of what Gus Frat did, where he fucking slammed his head into the wall and then was out for, like, a month with a concussion.
All right, we're going a little extreme here.
How do you figure?
He's hitting himself on the head, but it wasn't that hard.
From what I understand, he did it like five times.
Did you watch the video?
No.
Yeah, it's just, like, ever just hit yourself on the head with something? Like maybe a book, like, stupid. That's all it was. You didn't even see the video. It's a mountain out of a molehill.
And then I guess Pettins was the best response when asked about it. He said, if he wouldn't have done it, I would have.
Yeah, I've seen like people like talk about the video, but I haven't like really read into like what people are talking about. I'm like, that's him saying, you know what, that was fucking stupid.
Oh yeah, yeah, you knew he knew it was stupid as soon as he let it go.
I would much rather him hit himself in the head with something like that than like that whole thing of like ramming your head into a wall. Even punching a wall would be just as bad, especially when you're a quarterback, because that's just stupid. So he did it with something small. He wasn't putting, he no way in hell he was putting that much kind of pressure on it. So nothing. All right, how about Cincinnati Bengals?
I quit watching after the first Bengals drive when Dalton throws his interception and breaks his thumb, making a tackle. 5 minutes later, Tyler Eifert goes out with a concussion. On defense, Antonio Brown cheap shots the fuck out of Vontaze Burfict, and he's in and out of the game with a concussion. I don't know how you lose four guys in a game and expect to win. Now, they tried to make it close. AJ McCarron, am I saying his name right? Looked okay, and I think they can overcome. I don't think the drop-off between Dalton and him is that far, but if Eifert doesn't get back in there and Burfict isn't healthy and Pac-Man Jones isn't right and they lost another cornerback in that game, this is going to be another first-round loss.
How about the Tennessee Titans?
Maybe the most piss-poor performance I've ever seen from a team. How do you not guard Brandon Marshall?
Yeah.
Literally, the fucking defensive lineman looks out, sees fucking Marshall standing wide open, and 300-pound defensive lineman's trying to get out there to cover him. Guess what the result of the play was? A touchdown. There was another one. I don't think it was Marshall. It might have been Decker. Catches the ball, bounces off of four defenders, and scores a touchdown. How you call yourself a professional football player and not be able to tackle is beyond me. That was pathetic. Fucking just, that made me mad. I mean, I'm okay with them losing games, but when you look that bad and you can't tackle and you do shit like that, you need to be gone.
Do you want to save us time for next week's show and talk about your reaction to the Patriots beating the Titans now?
Oh no, you watch. This is the game the Titans will fucking decide to play good and win, because now they have the first round draft pick back. They did it 2 weeks ago too, the fucking retards.
They're gonna beat the Patriots?
Honestly, would it surprise you?
Yes.
It wouldn't me.
With Gronk back? Yeah, he played a little bit in this past week's game against who'd they play? I've seen the stat. Oh yeah, against
Houston.
Yeah, they played against Houston. Like, he played a little bit, But now you're going up against the Titans. I'd figure he's going to play more. He's going to be back.
It's in New England too.
Yeah. So I'm expecting New England to beat the shit out of the Titans. I'm expecting it to be a decent amount.
That's what should happen, but just knowing how fucking stupid they are, they're going to decide to play good and pull out the fucking miracle win like the Eagles did 2 weeks ago. Fucking assholes.
All right. Okay. We kind of, we got all our teams. And Shane's gone. Okay. Let's break down the picks, how they fell. Everybody would have gotten Arizona right if Double A decided to make his Thursday night pick. He was the only one that didn't make it, but everybody else got it right. Everybody got Kansas City right. Everybody got Carolina right. Everybody got Green Bay right. And there's not one game that everybody got wrong. So good on that. Are there any oddballs? DRG picked Miami. The only one picked Miami. Got it wrong. Yep, that's it.
You talk about another team that looks like they've given up on the season. Miami, dude. Miami looked like they quit.
That's one of the... Because it's also the same thing about the Giants. They play games where they look like shit, and then they play games where they're amazing.
Yeah, the whole NFC East, I don't know. I don't even know what to think of that fucking division. Dallas plays really good 2 weeks ago. Then they go and play Green Bay and put up zero.
Yep. All right, here's how the picks for the week broke down. Mop, DRG, Miguel, Bartender, and MJR all got 9 correct. Mart, Shane, and Wayne all got 10 correct. Carp got 11. Myself, Ant, and Double A got 12. Damn, Double A, you would have picked Thursday night game. You could have been tied for first with 13 correct. GBL. I cannot get a week where I get the top. I always get close.
Dude, like, GBL's done it like 4 or 5 times now.
Let me pull that up, because that's one thing I do. Like, there's a weekly performance tab, and it'll highlight who's got the most weeks at the top. GBL, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Double A is at 1. Mart is at 1. Wayne is at 2. Also, I should say, there was a week that there was like a 1, 2, 3, 4-way tie for the most. GBL 5. Double A 1. Mart 1. Wayne 2. Me none. You 2.
I didn't think I had any.
Yeah, you had a... Yeah, we talked about it. You had 10 correct 1 week, then you had a shitty week for all of us, but you got tied for the most with 7.
Yeah, I'm killing it there, buddy.
Ant got 1. Carp has 3. DRG has 1. Miguel has none. MJR has 1. Shane has none. Bartender has 1. Yep. And, God, okay. What was it that I wanted to look at? MJR... For missing 1 week, that actually put a big chunk. He's at 113, and the first place is at 129. 16, yeah. He's behind that one whole week. That one whole week would at least put him in contention. I figured we all would have had probably... I mean, granted, when we had bad weeks, he had bad weeks. Anyway. Let's get to the standings for the Pick'ems League. Bartender is in 13th place with 103. Shane is in 12th place with 105. MJR, like I was saying, 11th place, 113. Miguel, 10th place, 116. 9th place, DRG, 120. 8th place, and this is where it gets interesting. Carp, 123. 7th place, Ant, 124. 6th place, Mop, 125. Myself at 126. 4th place, Wayne at 127. 3rd place, Mart at 128. No, tied for 2nd, Double A and Mart 128. In 1st place, GBL 129. So between 1st place and 2nd place is a difference of 1. Between 1st place and 4th place, 2. 1st place and 5th place, 3. 1st place and 6th place, 4. 1st place and 7th place, 5. 1st place, 8th place, 6. 1st place, 9th place, 9. I feel like DRG's out of it, but compared to like the rest, it's just somebody else could be first. I could be 1st place next week. You could be 1st place next week. GBL could still be in 1st place. Wayne could go back and sole possession of 1st place. It's going to be interesting. Maybe Wayne and Ant do their picks together next week, and that helps get not only Wayne in back in the first place, but gets Ant higher up. You know, who knows?
You mean Ant copying Wayne's picks?
Yeah, that's what I meant. It's Wayne that's going to help Ant.
Maybe it's
Ant helping Wayne. Like, you can't tell with these two.
No, I'm pretty sure that Ant just needs to do Wayne's system.
You know what I think it is? I think it's Ant's picking for Wayne, and Wayne's picking for Ant.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we know Ant that watches football would definitely be able to pick better than Wayne, who has probably never watched a game in his life.
No, he's probably watched a game. Can't say that.
I said probably.
I mean, how many players do you think Wayne can name from the NFL off the top of their head? I mean, granted, I can't do great for soccer.
I was going to say, it's probably as many as I can name that are in the Premier League, and that might be two.
All right. Get on over really quick to the... I think it's going to be a short episode. I think let's get on over really quick to Fantasy League, which we're into the playoffs, and we are now down to the final four. We got, like I said, this week and next week, the championship bracket consists of Die Crocky Die versus Plan B. So we got the Toons matchup in this one. And we also have Brady's Deflated Ball versus Bartender.
Yeah, here we go. Me having to fight a bartender again. Jesus Christ.
And then for fifth place, myself, the American Male, is going up against hashtag Cancel the NFL Network.
I can't believe you still kept that team name.
Oh, him? Yeah. I think it's pretty bad. Like, I'm the only one. Like, I was in third place. And of the... Well, me and Shane both. Well, Shane just kind of snuck in there at fifth place for the playoffs. I was third place. So, technically, if the season ended this week, I don't know where I would have been. I might have just missed the playoffs. Anyway, fuck that shit. But to be out in third place, not going into the playoffs, kind of sucks. But at least it's this league and not a money league, so that's one benefit. I got killed. Not as bad as Andy killed Ant. It's the big margin of victory in the league this week. 129.92 to 73.96, a difference of 45.96.
Ouch.
All right. So next week we will have the winner of the Toons Bowl versus the Drunken Mopics fight.
I don't know. I don't think I can ever beat bartenders, so.
Let's see, you? Who won last year? You? No.
DRG?
Dan.
Did Dan win it last year?
I can't remember. Neither do I. I think
it was 2 years ago I won both.
Yeah, 2 years ago you won both. The year before that. Who was the year before that?
Was there a league last year, or the year before that?
Pretty sure. We've had both of them going for a while.
I don't know. All the years blend together at this point.
I know. And we've jumped a couple times. Well, at the beginning, we jumped a couple websites first. Well, first when we started the show, and did we do Fantasy League and Pick'em's League? I can't remember. Oh, these years are blending together. I know this is the fifth season that we've done a show. Well, NFL Easy Picks has done a show, or I've done a show. Technically, you just, this year, second year.
Yeah. I think I did some 3 years ago, just like spots, but the Fantasy League was on the NFL Network.
Yeah, the original when we started it was on NFL.com. And then a year or two ago, I think it was 2 years ago, almost all of my Fantasy Leagues that I was joining was on Yahoo, and I just phased out doing NFL.com anymore. And
got teams on all three.
And next year for those, because I mean, granted, this is something we talked about the end of last year and the beginning of this year, but we didn't get into it. And I didn't know where to find it, but we will have a Survivor League next year because you can get one on Yahoo. I didn't find out until like week five or six that you could get those on Yahoo. So we'll definitely have that going. There's going to be enough people interested. So even if it's a small amount, it'd be fun to do. And I think it's one of those things you could technically pick up whenever, but I like to start the first week because first week's always fucking crazy in the NFL.
So what you're saying is we'll have a winner week two.
Probably. But I think you can like restart it.
Oh yeah, I think you can just keep right on going, but yeah.
Yeah. Like as soon as everybody's out, if it's early enough in the season or even before week probably 15 or 16, that you could just start again. I just think that'd be fun.
I'm down for it. That's fine with me.
All right. So we went over that. So let's pick our teams this week. We have, let's go with Bloodbath number one. As soon as I can find it. Here we go. Ooh, 4 o'clock game. Yay, say sarcastically. the 3-10 Cleveland Browns at the 8-5 Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are a 14.5 point favorite and a 99% favorite in picks, which I think they technically can't because they don't do fractions. That's the lowest they can go.
Yeah, that is. I mean, yeah, that's bad. Where's this? Where's it at?
Seattle.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm picking Cleveland for this one. I think Cleveland's going to lose. Oh, I'm not saying who I'm picking to lose. No, yeah, I'm picking the Seahawks to win. Of course I am.
Yeah, Russell Wilson has 16 touchdown passes in 4 weeks. I think I'll take my Russell Wilsons.
All right.
Although they are starting a running back that they signed and cut three different times this year.
The 5-8 Chicago Bears at the 8-5 Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are a 5.5 point favorite. If favorited in picks, 93% to 7%. I'd love to pick the Bears on this one, but Minnesota needs this win, and they're at home, so I think they're going to pull it off.
I know they need it, but man, they have played so bad the last 2 weeks. And I really want Tampa Bay to get into the playoffs. So I have Minnesota pick now, but I'll probably change it to Chicago.
Go to Bloodbath number 2, the 3-10 Tennessee Titans at the 11-2 New England Patriots. They have another 99% to 1% favored by 14 points, New England Patriots. Yeah, I'm picking New England.
Yeah, there ain't a chance I'm taking Tennessee.
What team do you think, or what game between the Titans game and the Browns game, who has the closest game?
I want to say Tennessee just because of the lack of weapons for New England right now.
They still have Gronk, though.
Yeah, they have Gronk, but...
And I think they'll be... And I think Edelman's back this week?
He came back to practice, but I don't think he's playing yet. But they lose... Now they're third running back this year they've lost. And God, Seattle's offense is just... They're just killing it right now. Their defense, Seattle's defense isn't what it's been over the last couple years, but the Russell Wilson's making up for it in spades right now. I could see them putting up 50 on Cleveland.
Practice. We're talking about practice.
Yeah, speaking of practice, guess who came back to practice this week? Peyton Manning.
I seen that. It's one of those funny things that, which I don't know if I like or don't like with Yahoo Sports with their notifications. It'll be like, so-and-so went from this status to this status. I know I hate it during games. Like, let's say you had Andy Dalton, and he goes out in the middle of the game, and they're like, oh, his status went from in to doubtful. I can't change it. Don't fucking tell me.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of those notices this year, yes. I know what you're talking about.
But I get the ones that are funny in the middle of the week, like, so-and-so went from out to questionable. And I'm like, okay. Like, one was not Peyton Manning. I got it for Luck recently.
Yeah, I got three.